This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Hey, hey, it's Friday.
Hey, hey, it is Friday. Very, very, very welcomed day this week. And today, obviously, is the picnic. And I know you have some other higher priority responsibilities, but, yeah, I don't even know if I'd say I'm looking forward to it, but it's today. And that just means calendar's just cruising along. When I turned on the, I'll say the connection here, not the radio, but the connection, and connected into Ross's node, I expected to hear some chatter in here. I was running late already and didn't hear anybody. So sounds like others are running behind as well. And am I to guess that you are already in the know, being that you probably talk to Jose on a fairly regular basis and heard the latest about Larry?
The last I heard about Larry was he had died on the cruise ship, and they brought him back, and that he did have bypass surgery. And was there something newer than that?
The first part of it technically is true. I guess not clinically, but yeah, they did have to bring him back, but he did not have that procedure. I actually talked to him last night. I had found out yesterday, so I sent him a message, you know, making sure he was okay, and he called me back last night. We were chatting for over an hour, and they don't have a good, true root cause of why it stops. And that's kind of where he is right now, and instead of doing anything more invasive, they're going to install the wearable version of the AED on him. Right now he has to wear a vest. And yeah, they're gonna I don't know if I'd call it an implant, maybe it is an implant, but yeah, they're going to outfit him with that.
Wow. Wow, that is very interesting. Yeah, because Jose had said, yeah, he was just kind of walking along and then hit the deck. And then he had said something about bypass, but I guess he's going to have a defibrillator installed.
Yeah, he was going to get the time was going to cut off or something to get a guy's burger. I guess they're the burgers he likes on the ship, and you know, there were only so much time left, and he wanted to make sure he got one of those, and he was in line for that, and he felt like he was going to go down, grabbed out to the girl in front of him, and then went down. His brother-in-law is a paramedic who's with him. His sister is a fire person. So she's also, you know, obviously has some training, and they worked him. And I guess his brother-in-law ended up cracking his ribs, but they were able to, you know, keep oxygen moving by CPR until they could get the automatic defibrillator to him. And of course that does its thing, and it's got to have some, and Ross can probably better explain this, but I think it has to have some pulse. So they had to work them for a little bit before that thing would work. And yeah, then they brought it back. They had this whole ordeal with the doctors on the ship, and the full ordeal with, you know, getting discharged from the ship. And even though they didn't do anything extra, he stayed on there. But they were telling him he couldn't eat. They wanted him to pay his bill right there before he got off the ship. And yeah, he was telling me this whole story. I'm going to drop it for a second. And then when he got into the hospital in New Orleans, you know, he was talking about the number of residents that are there and a bunch of kids. And, you know, the one came up and told them that, okay, we're going to schedule you for a triple bypass. And he was against that without good justification. And they started a bunch of tests. They did tests down there. They ultimately ended up giving him the wearable defibrillator, the vest. Flew back up, started meeting with his doctors here. He's got a team of like 26 doctors, and they're still not 100%. So they're, you know, looking for something that caused it. Was it electrical? Was it a blood clot? As of when I talked to them, it didn't sound like they really had a good feel for it. So the only thing they could do is just outfit them with one of those implantable defibrillators in case it happens again, or until they can figure out what would happen.
Wow, that's quite the experience. I'm glad he's doing all right. You know, at least he's home here and comfortable, so that's good. Obviously, I wouldn't think he's back to work yet.
No, and that's going to be a questionable thing, and it is return date. He definitely wants to come back. He's going to come back as soon as he can. But because of the fact that it happened and they don't know exactly why, so they're not putting a good fix in place. They're telling him he shouldn't drive for 6 months. Once he gets the implant, the defibrillator implant, and his ribs heal, they say he's clear to come back to work. I assume it would be light duty, but he'd be clear to come back. He's just not supposed to drive. So I don't think I didn't catch, you know, a good timing of when realistically he would be back, whether it's going to be, you know, 6 weeks or something, I don't really know. And maybe it's all dependent on when he gets this thing, and I was asking him if they're going to have to wait till he's healed up with his ribs before they do another procedure, and he said no. As soon as everything gets cleared, that goes in. So you should be getting that pretty soon.
Well, I wish him all the luck, and I'll keep him in my prayers. It was quite a shock when Jose told me.
Oh yeah, same here. I heard from a different source, but you know, it's like the telephone game in the rumor mill. I don't even want to say. I don't want to make anyone feel silly. I don't know how they got the information, but the story was so twisted, and Larry and I were just laughing about it last night about how out of hand it got. And, you know, we were joking how I should go back to work today and just carry that twisted version on and embellish it some more, but, I can't do that. I'm going to get too out of hand, but... Yeah, I'd heard something yesterday that was just so very untrue. And when that person was telling me, you know, I thought that was it. And, you know, there was not going to be any further on conversation. But, you know, the fact that he had his sister and brother-in-law with him on the trip and with him there that had training, to work the code, and timing wise it all worked out very well in his favor. Very lucky.
Yeah, that's really good. It's it's fortunate his brother-in-law had and his sister had such good medical training and being right there with him. That's amazing.
Yeah, so I don't think we have Jeff in here today, unless he got on the air from home. I think he was on PTO today. He was going to a wedding. I haven't heard Ross in here, but at the same time, I've been doing some quick keying.
Oh, good morning, you two. KC2PET.
Good morning there, Ross. So if you're listening along, I think we brought you up to speed on that topic. And, were you going to the picnic today?
Well, first of all, whoever you were talking about, hopefully they make it through and have no further issues. And, yes, I am going to the picnic today. I will, probably going to be shirts day. Obviously, it's not the same as what it used to be. You know, I know a lot of people I've known have left, but, yeah, we'll see how it goes. If I have a good time, maybe I'll stay. If not, I might just eat and leave.
Yeah, I'll probably just eat, socialize a little. I won't stay to the bitter end. I'll probably, hang out, definitely to see the baking competition. They're doing that same thing, Brad, like they did last year, where they have a panel of judges and some employees are making desserts, and they're going to do a competition, a taste testing competition, and so that's kind of neat. I know Tora is doing some type of cake, some dessert. Eddie tells me that she's really into making cakes as a hobby. So I don't know if I'll get to sample it. There's only so much to go around, but it'd be cool to see what everyone comes up with. This is K2PCB, 641. We're getting close.
Oh, that's right. I did forget about the dessert sampling. It was kind of fun when they had the talent show. That was kind of neat when they did that. And I don't know why they stopped doing that. They didn't have enough participants. But yeah, that was always fun too, the talent show.
Yeah, I don't know if they did that for multiple years. I know I was definitely there for one. And I don't know why, but I think I had left before it was over. And I want to say that was the year I was leaving that party or, picnic to go to another dinner. And so I was meeting up with Lynn and some others. I know there was that one year. Otherwise, I would have probably stayed for that. I don't even know if we did that for multiple years.
Yeah, I think I was only for a few. It wasn't as short-lived. It was a nice idea, but I missed the, were you at the PCB when they started the family picnic? They used to do one on Saturday, too. Long time ago, I'm talking. Yeah, I went for one of them. That was pretty cool. It was nice to have the whole family there.
No, I think you've got two more years than me, so it must have been a narrow window that I missed out on. If they were still doing it, because I started in spring of 2000, I missed it. I do remember they used to have Christmas in July, right? Is that what it was? For the kids, obviously, but with no kids, I wouldn't have gone to that. But I do remember them doing that. Yeah, times have changed. All right, so I've got 6:43, so I should probably back out of here and wish Brad a good day. I'll see you inside, Ross. And even Lynn and I, we were talking about it yesterday because we've been through CPR training individually. We've been through infant CPR years ago when her niece says her one niece had her first baby, and she was going to be asking us to babysit, so she wanted everyone to go through a class. So the whole family went down and took a class. I thought that was kind of neat. But yeah, it was like a reminder to freshen up on all of our CPR skills. And Lynn was even saying the other day, before this, we should get one of those, those things. I hesitate to call it a pump, but it's a thing to dislodge something in your airway rather than using the, they used to call it the Heimlich maneuver, but it's this thing you put over your face and draw the air out and it can pull it out. She was even thinking, we should keep one of those in our kitchen, when we're hosting parties and Thanksgiving, if something were to ever happen. So nice little time to think about all that. So this is K2PCB. I'll listen out, probably walk in listening, but I got to run. K2PCB clear.
Yeah, Chance, I usually have, I have a little first aid kit with me. If you want to, since you're CPR certified, you might want to look at them. They're not too expensive on those bag valve masks. Makes it a little easier to do CPR. Somebody else can help you if I have to do mouth to mouth. But, all right, I'll see you in there.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today, man?
Good morning, Brad. I am ready for it to be 3:30.